This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Brandon Pedro Capatillo. Date of birth, May the 6th, 1982. Case ID number is 615-7463. Date of exam, August the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 12/22/2020 and May/6/2022. Identifying information, this is a 41-year-old married male with 7 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a abdominal hernia, blood clots, and mental issues. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2015, where he was a provider for 1 week. The claimant has never really worked and was in prison for 10 years. At the present time, he lives in different places, but is living with his father at the present time. He is not receiving... He did receive disability for approximately 10 years, but is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number 1, abdominal hernia. Number 2, blood clots. Number 3, mental issues. History of allegations. Number 1, abdominal hernia. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with gangrenous and blood clots of his intestinal area, which required a intestinal resection from the blockage. And because of that surgery, the claimant went on to develop a hernia, which was an incisional hernia. The surgery that was performed on his abdomen was performed on April the 25th, 2019, and he states now that the incisional hernia does give him pain. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the upper abdominal area that does not radiate to any other part of his body, but states that the pain usually lasts for 30 minutes, and it's a pain that he has every day. The associated symptoms include occasional hematemesis and weakness. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or melena. He has not lost any weight in the past year, and he is able to eat all kinds of foods. He was diagnosed with status post intestinal resection secondary to gangrenum and an incisional hernia, which has not been repaired. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and his hernia is reducible. Allegation number 2, blood clots. The claimant states that in 2019, he developed blood clots in his vessels of the large intestine, which resulted in gangrenum. He states MRIs and CT scans were performed, which diagnosed his condition, and an intestinal resection was performed on April the 25th, 2019, to remove his gangrenous intestine. The claimant has also a history of blood clots in other parts of his body, and has been placed on aspirin and other medications to reduce his blood clot formation. However, he is presently not taking the medication at this time, secondary to lack of funds. His symptoms include occasional abdominal pain secondary to the hernia. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. He states he does have a cane that he uses at home. He did not present with any assistive devices at this office visit and was able to ambulate very well. He presently takes no medications for pain and states that the only thing he does is stay in his room. He does no other physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, occasionally watching TV, comma, but not doing any other exercise. He states he does not help with any kind of housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, or doing any other exercise at all. His condition has been treated. However, he is not taking the medication for the blood clot. And appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number 3, mental issues consisting of depression and schizophrenia. The claimant states that in 2005, he was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and depression. He states he has a terrible temper and gets very frustrated very easily and violent. The claimant has had suicidal ideation, but no, and denies any homicidal actions. He does have auditory and visual hallucinations. The claimant states he suffers from insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, tiredness, comma, restlessness, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, and states that he has always been a slow learner. The claimant was in a special ed class and went up to the 11th grade but did not graduate from high school. He did try to commit suicide at one time by overdosing on pills and cutting his wrist. The claimant has a history of being in prison for approximately 10 years. He has been with multiple people at this, multiple girlfriends. He is married, however, he has not seen his wife for many years, and his last girlfriend that he had been with for 10 years has recently left him. The claimant suffers from crying spells, and recently his mother passed away. He does have a history of animal cruelty where he would set cats on fire. His brother pulled out a knife on him one time, and he states that his mother was physically abused him when he was young. His mother was a drug addict, and the claimant was arrested for burglary of habitation, arson, and domestic violence. The claimant also has a history of burning himself, punching walls, gang-related activities, and speech delay with stuttering. The claimant states he has post-traumatic stress syndrome, because he saw many people that were killed, and that the killing of the people with the blood made him sick. He worked for the Mexican cartel, and he states he can still smell the blood of all the people that were killed. At the present time, he was taking no medication. He was on Seroquel 200 milligrams once a day, but has not taken any medication. The claimant has a very violent past history, and his condition is very much guarded at this time. Family history: the father is 68 and has dementia and Alzheimer's. The mother died at the age of 65 from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Medication: Seroquel 200 milligrams QD, which he is not taking. Medical problems: bipolar 1 disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, antisocial personality disorder, body mass index, nicotine dependence, incisional hernia without obstruction, history of cocaine use, moderate to severe, and cannabis dependence in remission. History of blood clots of his intestine with surgical resection performed on April the 25th, 2019, secondary to ganglia. No hernia repair was performed. The claimant has a history of head trauma and loss of consciousness since secondary to a motor vehicle accident. Social history: the claimant has a history of smoking for 30 years, 2 to 3 packs per day. Alcohol: he denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant states he's used marijuana, cocaine, crack, and maybe even heroin. He has a moderate to severe addiction, according to medical records. The last usage of substance abuse was on May the 6th, 2022. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit. Height: 5 feet, 6 and a fourth inches tall. Weight: 211 pounds. BP: 137 over 84 mmHg. Heart rate: 62 beats per minute. Respiration: 16 respirations per minute. BMI: 34. General: this is a 41-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and in no acute distress. He also appears not to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/35. Pinhole is 20/35. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear with auscultation and percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. However, the claimant has generalized wheezes on both lung fields. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft and mildly tender in the upper quadrants. The claimant does have a midline surgical scar measuring 17 centimeters and a 13 centimeter by 10 centimeter above umbilical hernia, which is an incisional hernia, which is reducible and mildly tender. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a left inward deviation of the left big toe with a bunion, which appears to be causing him pain. Skin, the claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time, although the claimant appeared to be somewhat evasive. The claimant did have fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. Could you please, it was normal, please drop down to after, could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, which consisted of a gangrenous intestinal bowel, which has been surgically resected. However, the claimant does have upper abdominal tenderness secondary to a incisional hernia, which is not incarcerated. He is able to heel toe and tandem rock. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bipolar disease and extreme violent antisocial tendencies, along with depression and other psychological problems. Probable diagnoses. Number one, incisional hernia of the upper abdominal area. The hernia is reducible and mildly tender, but does not appear to be causing problems at this time. Number two, history of blood clots with gangrenum of the large intestine has been surgically resected, and he appears to be stable at this time. He is supposed to be taking anticoagulants, but is not taking any medication at this time. Number three, mental issues, secondary to depression / bipolar disease / post-traumatic stress disorder, paranoid tendencies, and aggressive, violent, homicidal tendencies in the past. The claimant appears to be stable at this time, but his condition is guarded secondary to his history. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Brandon Pedro Capetillo.